Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
So I'm feeling a bit cutty. Not like the best dad in the world. Thanks for outing me, Sky Shabalala.
Yeah, I know. No, it had to be addressed.
You fed your child. That's number one.
Yes, exactly.
She didn't go to sleep with an empty tummy.
Correct. And I bathed her.
But not with cornflakes, guys.
Cornflakes is like pretty healthy. I mean, if it's good enough for like the first meal of the day, which is the most important, then it can pass as good dinner.
You're not sorry. You're actually justifying this.
It could have been worse. Like not much.
Gosh. Well, okay. Popcorn and peanut butter
If I can say that on Twitter, using the hashtag ECR Breakfast, Geraldine18 says, so maybe Darren wouldn't feel so bad, said, my parents put me to bed with a bowl of ice cream. But I can't complain because I got a flaky too.
See, that's just...
Yeah, but that's dessert. Maybe it was after the... Yeah.
Hang on.
Also, Geraldine has lactose intolerant.
That parent's better than me?
No, you're in the same...
So you know that they went past KFC, didn't buy food, and actually got ice cream with a flaky.
Well, look, nutritionally...
And that's even worse.
Surely wasn't a cone.
Cornflakes.
Surely.
All food groups.
So what's the worst thing you fed your child under the auspices, not under the auspices, but disguised as dinner?
Darren, just buddy. I think that getting a proper meal in your child's stomach is a little bit more important than bath time, eh? There's always the shower the next morning before you head out. Shame, man. You should have fed your child.
Yeah, not thrown in the bath.
Just writing that down, Parenting 101. Okay, food, then bath. Gotcha.
Darren, don't fret about it. You're just human. It happens to all of us. My kids love having breakfast for dinner because they would rather have cereal than vegetables. When we were growing up and there was little money to go around, my parents used to make us special sandwiches, which we weren't allowed to see what was inside them. Yeah. So it was basically just a sammy with whatever leftovers were in the fridge. And my sister and I loved it.
Yeah. Yes, by the way, so I did have options and I chose over. I thought, no. No to Cocoa Pops. No to Fruit Loops. I thought she'll eat what I have for breakfast, which is just straight up cornflakes, not even the frosted ones, guys. So I had made a good parenting decision. Can we just observe that, please?
Hi, guys. The worst thing I ever gave my kid was ice cream. Yes, y'all heard right. Ice cream.
For dinner.
Sky does make a point. That's just dessert. No, that's there's nothing dessert, wrong. Bro. From Intezuma this morning on the line, Tandega, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, Tandega.
Oh, Tandega, tell us your story about shocking food for dinner.
Okay, so I was working at a call center at the time, Australian hours, so I had come back from work late. Mm-hmm. And then the only thing that I had at home was just like bread and mash. So I took the bread, I broke it up into small pieces, put mash onto it, so that the kids could, like, you know, it's easier for them to eat. I put sugar in it, and they actually ate it up, and they finished the whole thing.
But, Tandega,
I'll tell you what,
this is my butt. When I was growing up,
that is your butt.
All right? When I was growing up, amasi and sugar, with sugar, is amazing.
Amassing.
Yeah.
Amassing is like watered down pub.
Sour milk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sour milk. Yeah.
But it's quite thick.
I mean, I don't like it with putu and stuff, but with bread and sugar.
Yeah.
Brr.
That's a proper.
Well, I thought I was just, you know, like, you know, giving my kids anything to eat then, because I couldn't make anything. I was tired. I just come back from work and everything. So.
But Tandeka, we fed our children, right?
Yeah.
We in the same WhatsApp group. Our children were fed.
They don't go to sleep with nothing in their tummy.
We rock as parents.
I wouldn't say you guys rock.
We're surviving as parents.
Yeah, you do enough.
We're getting away with it, right?
Your kids are alive.
Exactly. We are. We're good parents. All right. Chosen for that.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, Tandega. And listen, y'all, keep the tweets coming through.
You can tweet us at ECR Breakfast.
I really thought that conversation was just between me and my Instagram friends, but fine, now you've told the whole of the East Coast.
If it's on Instagram,
you brought it up again now, Darren, that the fact that, and if anyone wasn't listening, I will say again, Darren gave his child mouse cornflakes for dinner.
And the, you know what makes it worse?
Saw it. What?
She was listening.
Oh.
She left a voice.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to play it.
Hey, Dad. Hey, I know you were busy, and that's why we had cereal for dinner. I really do not mind. Aww. But if anything happens like that again, I'll be happy to make dinner. You know, that ice cream in the fridge looks really nice. But maybe tomorrow night we could have the spaghetti in the fridge.
Okay.
Oh, so she's just saying how you do have other options.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pitbull, you got options.
But you got to heat it up and then add sauce and
you just got outed by your child.
Thanks, baby.
Darren Wall, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.